This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 39 past 1. It's a Jeff Day story in the Star Tribune the last couple hours. And this could be any of us. Have you had a bad fall on the ice? Can you think of one time in a parking lot you had a bad fall? Because I'll give you one. I was going to Windsong on the day that Blair Walsh went wide left, ironically enough.
It's a cold day.
It was a brutally cold day.
Yeah.
And I fell hard on my head in the Windsong parking lot.
Ooh.
Where a couple of people saw me and said, "Are you okay?" I go, "Yes." And then I went in for about 5-10 minutes and realized I was not quite right.
That sounds like a concussion.
And I drove home immediately. And I there was no blurred vision. There was nothing like that. I didn't feel like I was – I just didn't feel quite myself. If I would have felt like I couldn't drive, I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I had a concussion in any way because I felt fine the next day. It just, I just thought, I'm not sure I'm right. I don't think I should be here. In case this gets worse, I'm going home. And hours later, I was fine. But just black ice, just went back.
Yeah.
Barely was able to brace myself. Probably happened to you?
I've never hit my head, but I think the hardest I've fallen on ice was my wedding day.
Seriously?
January 10th.
I would have guessed Lindsay since she married you.
January 10th, 2009. Between the ceremony and the reception, we went outside to just a few pictures.
Yeah.
Photographer said it's going to be beautiful. Beautiful. The snow, it's going to be fantastic.
Could
sunny
be.
Sunny day, but very cold. And so we went out to this little nature area and did it as quick as we could. And we're trying to race back to the car because we're absolutely freezing. And you know how... what good traction you get on tux shoes.
Yes.
I went down hard. Right. I mean, right on my backside. So I was fine. I didn't break anything, but there was some bruising.
So this is Jeff getting up to date on a court of appeals ruling. It was last week. Okay. So it's a winter morning, January 4th, 2021. A gentleman named Travis Maz parked his truck kind of in a further away from other people in a Menards parking lot in Elk River. It's winter. There's frost. He goes inside the shop. He owns a floor covering business, so he knows the store. Truck was large enough, and he wanted some space to operate. As he walks back and loaded plywood in the back, he slipped on black ice, shatters his ankle. Needed surgery. Year later, he sued Menards for damages over the injuries. His lawsuit was filed in Sherburne County, looking for excess of $50,000. He argued that Menards was negligent for a few reasons. They had failed to inspect the parking lot, failed to treat the ice, and didn't warn customers about the ice. Menards asked for a summary judgment, arguing he couldn't prove the individual, Maz, that the ice was there for a significant enough amount of time for employees to notice it and treat it. Sherburne County sided with Menards. Menards had a contract with a company to remove ice and plow the parking lot. The agreement said one de-icing application whenever an inch or more of snow fell. That seems fair, right?
I guess. Not in the de-icing business, but all right.
Treatment for any amount under 1 inch need to be approved by their general manager. The GM that morning walked the store. Manager didn't notice any slipping conditions and paid no mind to the frost on the ground. Employee came out to Maz after the injury, also said he saw only frost in the area and hadn't treated that particular spot. While employees were required to treat the parking lot, they still weren't required to treat the spot, just reading from some parts of Jeff's story. They still regularly treated handicapped parking spots and a rental truck parking spot, the areas where shopping carts are left and busy walking past. But no company policy or training regarding ice safety. The individual hurt argued that no matter what observational work the company did, it's undisputed that Menards did nothing in terms of inspecting the property. Well, general manager claims he walked it, right? The precedent showed that a business needs to protect customers from being injured by conditions on the property that represent a foreseeable risk of injury. The Court of Appeals found the Menards had no knowledge of ice until Maz fell and they had not created the ice conditions. They also found the Menards took care of hazardous conditions in the parking lot once they knew about it. And in a footnote, they added this. The evidence also shows the incident occurred on a winter morning in Minnesota. He's a lifelong Minnesota resident. It's expected that ice and frost on a surface on a winter morning will take place in Minnesota. I don't wish a broken, fractured ankle on anybody. And causes you pain, it causes you duress, it causes you personal issues, professional issues. But as I read Jeff's story twice in the ruling, if they have a company for de-icing and removal that quickly, and they have their general manager out there, and to them it looked like a normal Minnesota winter, I don't think, take your pick, the Menards, the Lowe's, the Cubs, no matter what happens, December on, are treating the parking lot every time. You're waiting for conditions to change, right? And if it's just a normal morning and the service didn't kick in, the GM went out there, and it's a Menards. It's not a small parking lot. And again, I'm sorry this injury happened to him. But you literally can't step every spot, right? So I feel bad for him, but I don't think Menards is on the hook here. What do you think? Dave, you hang on. You're first. Do you think Menards, the company, blew it? Menards is doing well. They have money. They could help them out, and it wouldn't hurt them in any way. But are they required to do that? I'll be here in December and January. I might not be here in February, March. But when I go to various parking lots, I do assume there will be some level of shoveling and something. But I also feel like that's my responsibility when I'm walking in that parking lot or if I'm walking elsewhere, that I'm paying close attention and I'm dressed properly. And I'm sure he had the right boots on if he's picking up plywood and this is his business. But I don't think this looks egregious and Menards was way out of line to me. Do you agree or do you disagree? What does Dave think? I want to hear from you, including a phone call. What are your thoughts on this? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You It is amazing how certain texters will listen to 5 seconds and reach a grand conclusion about something.
That's all you need.
Just amazing. Big Trump supporter I am.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, always supporting him.
Why do you wear that hat every day?
Okay, I laid it out. I'm sorry the man was injured. Wouldn't wish that on anybody. Well, yeah, there are some people. Criminal. I wish a lot worse on the man we're going to talk about at 2:35 when Paul Applebaum joins us with the Park Tavern charges now involving murder. I think Menards did what they needed to do from what I see, and I agree with the Court of Appeals. How about you?
It's hard for me to put Menards at fault, too, just because of the facts you laid out. We live in the state of Minnesota. We know what conditions are like often, frequently, in the wintertime, and the amount of care you have to take, and just understand that there will be ice and slippery spots on the roads and the sidewalks. And, you know, it's not like there was snow built up. Menards has their service, but whether it's Menards or any street, any sidewalk in town, it's the job to take care of the snow. But once the snow is gone, you know, if I live in suburban wherever, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and I shovel my sidewalk, do I need to get out there and salt every single day just to make sure?
No.
I don't think I do.
No.
I don't think I do. I think you clear off what you can. If you see a terrible icy spot, you do the neighborly thing. You throw down some salt or whatever you use to get rid of the ice. But I think we all kind of take a little bit of our, you know, we have to assume that there's going to be some sort of slippery spots. That's just part of living here.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like if you're living in California, it's going to be real sunny.
Yeah.
You know, you assume that you might want some SPF.
I agree with you 100%. Now, here's a texter. They are being a crappy business. The greed and indifference is all they care about. How do you know that? How do you know? I mean, and I'm not saying like Menards is flawless. I'm not going to break into the save big money at Menards commercial here. Okay?
Could you?
I could. Right people pay me. I'm willing to tout Menards, Lowe's, you name it. I'm here. I'm sure some people who've worked at Menards have indifference. Others, you know, who work at Menards are your family members, your neighbors. And so we don't know what they offered him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you have a service. They inspected it. So every time I fall, it's on the business. It's not on me. So they just have to, here's a blank check. Chad Hartman fell in the Cub parking lot on December 17th when it was icy, but it hadn't snowed in a week, and we had our people out there, but they still have to just say, give me a blank check. No, I don't think so. More text. I agree with Chad. Menards did their due diligence. A car idling in a parking spot can make black ice from exhaust. More text. If Menards has to pay, they should get a rebate on the settlement.
11%?
Yes, that's very funny. I don't think Menards should be liable in this case. Sometimes individual insurance policies requires litigation to duck their own costs.
Yeah.
Maybe the insurance game is taking place here.
Yeah.
And the person is pursuing everything. In this case, he, but it could be she, has to pursue before you go to, like, your personal liability situation.
What if you can, you know, prove through security footage or something like that that the manager who went out, yeah, he walked around a little bit, but didn't exactly cover a whole lot of the area. Is that putting Menards on the hook anymore now?
Maybe if you can show that on a regular basis, the policy was for the general manager or the supervisor who's there at the time to inspect the lot, and the video shows it's me, and I'm literally just walking outside, and I got my fancy shoes on, and I step out there. Ah, we're good.
Yeah.
If there's a pattern of that, that changes it. It doesn't seem to me from Jeff's story that they established that.
Yeah, and how much of the lot do you have to inspect?
I mean, that's what
you
said.
It's a giant lot. Do you have to, you know,
I have
shuffle
to
along the whole thing?
It would take me like 5 hours.
Oh, you're a tremendous housewalker, though. Can you bring that to the outside?
Listen, I was waiting to go with this, but I'll go with it. 2028, I am pushing house walking.
L.A.?
Or L.A.
Wow.
You know? And I'm prepared to buy an L.A. house. No, I'm not. I'm prepared to house walk at Jamie Yucas' house.
You can do that.
Yeah.
The new dog nipping at your heels.
Absolutely. Wear boots in the winter. The ice control is done under industry guidelines. It's winter. You can't avoid risks. I don't think Menards should be liable in this case. Sometimes individual policies. Again, I think I read that one. I'm just repeating myself. That's good. Chad is correct. Menards is not at fault. Today's society takes very little responsibility for their actions.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't want a fractured ankle. No thanks. Chip Scoggins. I think we'll start purple. But we're giving time to the Twins because the raveling has ended. The unraveling continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.